So I wanted to give an overview of what things to look for. You know, there's a lot of concentration first on producing your crop and getting it established in the field. But always the next question is, what do you do after? What kind of quality aspects are you going to look for? A lot of the early research was looking at shape and size of fruit, because many times grafting will affect that. Usually, especially in cucurbits, you'll get larger fruit or an odd shape, a larger diameter, for instance, and a shorter length. So that's something to look for. These are mostly solanaceous and cucurbitaceae type crops. Internal quality defects can be improved or sometimes exacerbated depending on what you're looking for. For instance, in seedless watermelon, using grafting seems to help alleviate that problem, but sometimes you can have the opposite effect depending on the crop. The firmness has been reported both ways. Sometimes it's improved, sometimes it doesn't affect it at all, and sometimes the wrong combination of rootstock can actually be a detriment on firmness. Particularly seems to be when you look at cucurbits versus tomatoes, for instance, you seem to see more effects of firmness coming out on the cucurbits rather than the tomato side of it. The sweetness also is something that keeps it going back and forth. The idea is that you're essentially improving photosynthesis, so you should have more sweetness. But again, you have that other little thing called scion-rootstock interaction and compatibility that can play into this. Again, it seems to be more of an effect that's overall in the literature seems to be more with the melons and the watermelons than so much with the solanaceous crops. Color is another aspect that's looked at highly. Not only do you want better color, but you want uniform color. And various ways to look at that visually, as well as the pigments themselves, which many times are going to be either lycopene or anthocyanin, or in the case of a yellow or cantaloupe would be beta-carotene. Usually you see a slight increase in these pigments with grafting. If you have a healthy graft that's improved in quality overall, you're also going to see that in pigments. Flavor is probably the hardest one that we've been looking at in terms of the effects of grafting. It's particularly problematic with melons. With peppers, there is a possibility that was investigated in Ohio State looking at capsaicins and capsaicinoids from being transferred from hot pepper rootstock. There seems to be a block for most of that, does not go through. And I have that little dead rat down in the corner for a reason. I want to talk about that glycoalkaloids are something that we cannot forget about with these crops. They do exist, and it's mostly an issue when you're trying to evaluate a wild source of rootstock. You don't know where you're going to get, and sometimes all of these crops will produce some sort of glycoalkaloid that you should characterize or at least research before you go into recommending that people start using a particular rootstock, something to always keep in mind. That's all I have.